Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey, and we're holding in the middle of the sugya, and about one line down from the middle of the daf, in which we're trying to derive the two halachas, that Noshim are chayavot in mitzvot aseh that are not time-dependent, and that Noshim are pturot for mitzvot aseh that are time-dependent. Now, we had a number of problems in this, because we have examples in both directions. So we have the examples of Re'iyah, which is Yera'eh Kol Zechurcha, and that's a mitzvah seshas man gorma, which is only chal on men. We have the fact that a mitzvah seshas enas man gorma, we have an example of the din from the mitzvah of Meira Av, which is each avivimo tiro'u, which is Lashon Rabbim, both male and female. And so that would be an example of the din that Nashim are chayavot in mitzvah seshas lo hazman gorma. But we also had counterexamples, because we had the mitzvah of matzah, which is a mitzvah seshas man gorma, and women are chayavot. We had the mitzvah of hakel, which is a mitzvah seshas man gorma, and women are chayavot. We had the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah seshas enas man gorma, and nonetheless Nashim are pturot. And we had the mitzvah of Piri Avirivya, which is a mitzvah seshas enas man gorma, and nonetheless Nashim are pturot. So, I mean, the easy way to get away from those problems is because we said we have, in each counterexample, we have two cases. So we have Talmud Torah and Puruvu as counterexamples that show us that women are pturot, even in a mitzvah seshas she'enas man gorma. And we had Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Keachot also, two mitzvahs in the other counter-example, which was the fact that women would be chayavot in the din of Hakel and chayavot in the din of Matzah. Since Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Keachot Ein Malamdim, and both of the counter-examples are Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Keachot, so we were left with the example now of Tefillin. Tefillin being a mitzvah seshas man gorma, we learn that from the combination of Tefillin and Talmud Torah, the comparison rather, that Nashim are pturot from Tefillin, and that serves now as a model that Tefillin are a mitzvah seshas man gorma. Ask the Gemara today, hey, nichal amad yomer Tefillin mitzvah seshas man gorma? This is all very nice, if indeed we learn that Tefillin are mitzvah seshas man gorma, then you can learn out from them. But suppose you hold that Laila is also the Zman of Tefillin, and Laman Yom HaTefillin Mitzvah Seshalo Azman Gorma. So then what are you going to say? According to that, it would work out that we should compare Kol HaTorah Kula LeTefillin, and that's where we said that that was the basis of using Tefillin as the example, as the Papunoi pointed out, that the Torah insists that Vayalachalaot Al Yadecha Ulazikaron Beinecha is a basis of Kol HaTorah Kula Lamanti Ateres Hashem Beficha, and therefore we had Tefillin, and specifically Tefillin, as the example. If you hold according to that Mandi Omar, then it's an opposite example, because Tefillin now are held up as the example of Kol HaTorah Kula, but they are a mitzvah zaseh according to that Mandi Omar, Shelo Azman Gorma, and nonetheless Nashim are Pturot. So where do we come along now to say that Nashim are Chayavot? Says the Gemara, it's not a problem. Because who is the that man di Omar? Man shamad lady Omar tefillin mitzvah seshalos man gorma. According to which we would end up having an example of tefillin of women being peturot even from mitzvah seshalos man gorma. That's Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't hold of that hekesh the tefillin that we had of the papunoi. He holds that the reason that women are peturot from mitzvah seshalos man gorma is because of yera'eh kol zechurcha. And he holds that the reason the mitzvahs that shaloyas van gorma, women are chayavot, is because of isha vivima tirohu. And as far as the counter examples are concerned, why don't we learn out that you're chayav in the mitzvahs aseshas van gorma from the mitzvah matzah and hakel, where women are chayavot? Why don't we learn that mitznashim are pturais from mitzvahs aseshas van gorma for tamatorim piriya verivya, where nashim are pturot? That's because both of the counter-examples are Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Keachot. And Rabbi Meir, indeed, told, Shol Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Keachot in Malamdim. So according to Rabbi Meir, everything works out fine the way we originally tried to find it. and we no longer need the Papunoi because we don't have the problem of Shtei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad when it comes to the Tefillin, and everything is fine. Ask the Gemara, well, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad Malamdim, we have another problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad are Malamdim, but he also holds, like Rabbi Meir, that Tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shelo hazman gorma. So now we no longer have the approach that we had with Rabbi Meir, because he holds that matzah and hakya were shnei ketuvim abayim ke'echad ve'ein malamdim. In which case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we've got a real problem, because Rabbi Yehuda can't say, okay, let's take a look at Re'iyah, like Rabbi Meir says, and Re'iyah is a kol zechurcha only, and as mitzvah sasei, Shazman Goman learned that, because he holds that matzah and hakel would be just as much a raya, even though they're shnei ketuvim, because he holds shnei ketuvim and ke'echad malamdim. So he would say, why learn it out, therefore, from Re'iyah that she's ptura, let's learn out from matzah and hakel that she's chayeves. As far as, what about tefillin? The Gemara holds that tefillin, it's possible to say that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with Rabbi Meir as far as not believing the Hekesh of the Papunoi. Because otherwise what we would need to ask is, well, if he doesn't have any Makar, I mean, the first question that we have is, his tefillin is not a mitzvah sasei shazman gorma, and nonetheless, Noshmar Ptura is, why don't we use the Hekesh of Lamanti Atores Hashem Beficha to teach me that all mitzvah sasei Noshim Rapturais, even where there ain't Azman Gormais. So that the Gemara isn't bothered by, because it could be the same way Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Papunoi. So he doesn't hold of Papunoi. So now the question is, so what then is the marker? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you. Because what we really, what was your whole problem? Your problem is that matzah would go together with hakel to be just as much of a limud of a binyanav that women are chayavot, right? Ah, but the problem is that he couldn't do that because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold what Abaye said before, that the mitzvah of simcha is a mitzvah that bala mesamcha. He holds the mitzvah of simcha itself is chala on noshim. In which case, he now has three things to tell me that noshim are chayavot, namely matzah, Simcha and Hakel, that they're chayavot even in a mitzvah sasei shazman gorma, but he agrees that shloishik suvabay kechad in malamdim. Therefore, you're left with the limud that nashim from Re'iyah, that indeed cause a churcha, nashim are paturais. So we don't have a problem. Mishum da'avi matzah, simcha v'hakel shloishik tovim aboim kechad, shloishik suvabay aboim kechad, indeed, ein melamdim, and therefore we learn out from Re'iyah that only zechurcha are chayavot. And you could also learn from the mitzvah of Yira, Yishov Vivim Atiro'u, that women are chayavot in a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman gorman. Now, lechor, we're also going to have to say that he holds that women are ptureis from Piri Verivya to make Piri Verivya together with the mitzvah of Pidyon Bechor and the mitzvah of Limud Torah, all of which are mitzvah she'ein hazman gorma, which over there noshim are davka p'tureis on, and therefore we can't learn from there because we have shloshik zehem boim ke'echad, so we can't learn from there that noshim are p'tureis from even from mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman gorma. So now, taking out the two sets of examples that are contradictory to the halacha that we have. So on the one hand, we have one set of three examples of matzah, simcha, and hakel, which seem to be teaching that nashim are chayovos, even in a mitzvah sasei, where we have the zman is gorma. But there's three of them. So therefore, those are excluded. We can't use it as a marker. On the other hand, we also have three, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of Piri Verivya, and of Pidyon Bechor, and of Limud Torah, So we have again Shloisha Ksivim Boim Ke'echad, that women are indeed Pturais from Mitzvah Asei, that are not Azman Gorma. So therefore, cancel out those two sets. And so we're left exactly with the two examples that indeed teach us what the halacha is, namely that Re'iyah is called Zechurcha, and it's a Mitzvah Asei Shazman Gorma, and that Meira Av is a Mitzvah Asei Shein Azman Gorma, and Nashim Ar Chayavod. So now everything works out perfectly well. Even Aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda, all we had to do to make it work is to continue on the rejection of the Papanoi and find an additional example, Aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda, for each of the counteracting sets, so that we would have Shloisha Ksivim Boim Ke'echad instead of Shnei Ksivim Boim Ke'echad. But otherwise we could proceed precisely the way we learned Aliyah to Rabbi Meir, and everything works out. Okay. The next piece we have in the Mishnah is called Mitzvat Lo Ta'ase, Bein Shazman Gorma, Bein Shelo Azman Gorma, Echad Anashim, V'Echad Anashim Achayavim. Asks the Gemara Minoani Mile, where do we get that idea from? That women are Chayavot in every Mitzvah Lo Ta'ase. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, V'chein Tana Devei Rav Yishmol, Omer Akro Ish, O Isha, Ki Asu Mikol Chatot Adam, Limo Mal Ba'ashem V'yashmah Nefesh Hayi. So there, it's talking about being over on an Isser. Yishva Katuv, Yishva Le'ish, Lekol Onashim Ba'Torah. So whether you're talking about an Isser Lav, where you have Malkos, or an Isser Lav, that the Yonish is Chorus, it says, Beferish Ish O Yisha, Ki Asumi Kol Chatot Adam. Tevei Rabbi Yezer Tana, Omar Krova Ela Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem Lashon Rabbim Yishva Katuv Yisha Leish Lechol Dinim Shebatera. This is true not only of Onashim but also of Chiyuvim of Dinim, so that anything that has to do with torts, anything that would come to court, Nashim and Anashim are Chayovim similarly. Tevei Chizkiyatana, since Omar Krovim Shor Nagach and Huad Ba'alav V'lo yishmerenu, v'emit ish o isha, ashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumat, yishva katuv yishalish l'chol mitot shebat Torah. Here too, there is exactly the same of ish o isha as the victim, that there's no difference between harigat ish and harigat isha. Anybody would be mechuyev exactly the same thing, v'tzricha. We need to have three of these psukim to teach me that Nashim are the equivalent of Anashim in all three issues, in terms of Onashim, in terms of Dinim, and in terms of the victim. Because, Yashmin HaKamayta, let's say we would only have Onashim. I would have said, okay, maybe that's Mishum Kapara. Chos Rachmona Allah. The Torah wants an Isha to have a Kapara on her Chatoim, and so out of Rachamim, includes in the chiyav of that pasuk was referring to bringing a korban for shua sheker, where over there somebody denied money that had been given to them. So we'll include an isha there too, that she should bring that korban. Aval dinim, as far as the dinim of chiyav mamon, perhaps I would say ema ish debar masao matan in ishalo. Maybe the chiyuvim, when it comes to these issues of baba kama, baba metzia, only a male that is usually involved in business and gets into these kind of situations. So over there, there's a chiyuv of dinei momenus, but an isha, maybe not. Comes on the pasuk to tell me that ishva katuv and elam mishpatim, they're all the same. V'yashmin and ha'af, on the other hand, we would have been told elam mishpatim. I would have said, okay, mishum dechiyutai. Well, what's going to happen if a poor woman is not protected by the law and is not chayevet the way other people are? So how is she going to make any money? Nobody's going to deal with her. People will steal from her, she could steal from others, therefore they won't do business with her. Aval kofra, when it comes over here now, to the third case, where the chiyav is to pay for the shor's murder of an isha, to have to pay kofra. So over there, Ema, I would say, that maybe the Torah is only makan a kofra of an ish, because he's chayav in all of the mitzvahs. In Ma, there, the bala shor is chayav to pay the yorshim, because they were mevat, or the father, from doing all of the mitzvahs. Masha'in ken ivir, the victim is Isha, who is not chayevet in all of the mitzvahs, lo? maybe the Torah wasn't mechayev kefer to the Yorshim. Therefore, I need to know also, in terms of the din of kol nitor shebat Torah. V'yishmaninan ha, if I would have known the gabi, the din of kofer, I would have said, mishum liki ibud neshama. I mean, over there, she lost her life, and life is everything. Chos rachmona alei, and therefore there has to be compensation given to the heirs. Aval hanach tarte, the other two issues, onushim and mominus, that's not as powerful as the loss of life. So emo lo, maybe that's not as chomer. Therefore, tzvicha, we need all three cases to tell me that yishva katuv, yishala ish, l'chol onushim, l'chol dinim, and l'chol mitot. Now the next thing we learned in the Mishnah is that kol mitzvat lo ta'aseh echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavim chutz mibal takif, mibal tashchit, and mibal tameh lebeitim of kohanim. So okay, bishlam mibal tameh lebeitim, that we've already established. We know that all the mitzvahs of miyuchad for kohanim are dafka to males, because it says beferish tichtiv emor el kohanim b'nei aharon v'lo b'not aharon. So when it says lenefesh lo yetamei ba'amav, it's referring to a male not being metamei. But how do we know bal takif or bal tashchit? How do we know that women are peturot? Says the Gemara, because since the Torah put these two isurim together, dichtiv lo takifu pa'at roshchem v'lo tashchit et pa'at zikanecha. From there we learn that koshi yeshno ba'ashchata. Only someone who has a beard and that is usur to shave, yeshno b'yisur hakafa, so is also has the mitzvah of the yisur hakafas ba'asarosh. But hanei nashi ovelo itnu ba'ashchata, women are not mechuyavot in the isur of shaving. We'll see later on that's even to shave a man's beard. They don't have that isur. And as far as maybe let's learn it in the opposite direction, it's rather unreasonable to say that the Torah is ossering a woman from shaving a beard, because normally a woman doesn't have a beard and therefore not addressing her. So therefore we now know that since they're lo yitnu ba'ashchata, they're let nu ba'akafa either. Uminolam de lo yitnu ba'ashchata, how are we so sure that women indeed are not chayavot in shaving? See by zemesvora. It's reasonable that lo yitlu zakan. Women are generally do not have a beard. And if that's the case, so it makes sense that the Torah is not speaking to them bichlal about the issues of how to deal with their beards. V'ibay tema kro. Or I could say, but maybe the Torah is talking to them about how to deal with a man's beard. Okay, so now look at the pasuk. Yomar kro. Lo takifu pa'at roshchem. So notice the difference. Since over here, b'dishani kra b'diburei, since the Torah changed the lashon from roshchem to zikanecha, to imkein, if women were also chayavot, why didn't it use the plural for zikanchem? Lashon rabbi, just like it said pa'at roshchem. So why does it say my zikanecha instead of zikanchem? To tell me zikanecha of a man, velo zikan ishtecha, but a woman who has a zakan, even if her hair grew on her face, would not be asura in hashkatat hazakan. Is that true, velo? A woman is not mitzuva not to shave? V'tanya zikan ishava hasaris, she'elu se'ar, where you have a sterile male, or a woman, who nonetheless grew hair, that has a din of facial here for all issues. I mean, I assume that kol divrayim, all issues, my love, means for the isser of shaving, no? In which case it's saying that a woman is also to shave her hair. And you just said, based on the post exchange of language, that a woman is muteret. Omer Abayin, no. It's not talking about ashkata. L'ashkata lo motzit amran. For sure, the brayta's intent of saying it's similar and to a zakan for all issues was not referring to issues, ancillary issues, such as whether you're allowed to shave. Because then I know, the yolah, if we learn out the isra v'ashchatat zakan of a Yisrael, from the gzeira shava of pa'at, mibnei Aaron, we find the same lashon used specifically for Kohanim, where over there, by bnei Yisrael, it says, v'lo tashchit et pat zikanecha, by the Kohanim, it says, Upat zikanam lo yigalech. So Malahan, just like the Kohanim, we know that Nashim are Peturot, because it says, Beferish, in the opening to all of those Yisurim in Emor, it says, Daber al b'nei Aaron, where we dash b'nei Aaron v'lo b'naot Aaron, Afkan. So therefore, the same thing would apply by the Isra of Hashkata, by Yisrael, that Nashim are Peturot from Hashkata. V'yisvirlan, d'chiktiv b'nei Aaron, akulay en yonaktiv. One moment here. If you're now saying that the pasuk that says b'nei Aaron, that is said at the beginning of the parsha, is said on every last mitzvah in the parsha, even about shaving, and that b'nei Aaron are not mechuyavot. So why then did we have to be told specifically that b'nei Yisrael are not mitzvahs in hashkatat zakan from pa'at pa'at? Nishtok ramine, don't even bother saying the gzera shava, and we'll learn it out from a kal v'chomer. Va'ana amina, I'll say myself like this. Uma kohanim shuribahem hakatuv mitzvot yeterot, it's dafke b'nei Aaron v'lo b'not Aaron. Even the kohanim where we have a greater sensitivity, because the Torah gave us so many special mitzvahs, nonetheless the Torah insists that these mitzvahs are chal only on b'nei Aaron and not b'not Aaron. Yisrael, where they don't have the mitzvot yeterot, lo koshe came the noshim u'mutarot, why do we need a gzera shava of pa'at pa'at? Says the Gemara, because if it wouldn't be the Gezer Shava, Yilav Gezer Shava Havamina, Hivsik Anyan, I would have said, B'nei Aaron V'lo B'not Aaron, were said only on those mitzvahs that are next to that pasuk. So that Yisr of Tuma, yes, that, yes. But the other things are not connected to the opening of B'nei Aaron. Oh, says the Gemara, okay. So if that's what you would have said, how does that change just because we have the Gzera Shava? Hashtanami Neimei V'sika Inyan. The Gzera Shava doesn't address that. The Gzera Shava takes as a given that by Kayanim, the women are pterus from Ashkasa. All the Gzera Shava does is apply that limu to Yisrael. But if you're ready to say that in the Parsha of Emor itself, women are not excluded, so we're left where we're back. So we could say V'sika Inyan. Ah, you'll say there's a gzera shava. So what's the gzera shava for? I mean, it's got to be coming to tell me something. So if it isn't coming to tell me the b'not Yisrael or mutarot, what is it coming for? I'll say to you, no. There's plenty that it's coming for. Mi boile l'kiritanya. I need anyway the gzera shava pa to teach me halacha, namely that the din is what the halacha is legabe using a shaver, an electric shaver, as opposed to a razor. L'kidatanya. This we learn in a braisa. It says, by the Kayanim, Patzikanam lo yigalechu. So yochel, you might think that that means gilchel b'misporayim yechayav, that if you use a pair of scissors or an electric shaver, that they would be chayav, because that's called giluach. Talmud lomar, therefore we have to go back to the mitzvah that was said by Yisroel, where it says, lo tashchit pa'atzikanecha. Whereas using a scissors or an electric shaver is not hashkata, because it doesn't cut things at the below skin level. And therefore, it comes to teach us that the issa that was said on the Kohanim is learned from the issa that said Yisroel with gzera shava, that Kohanim are only usher derech hashkata. And that is, I would need the gzera shava for anywhere. Continues the Braita meanwhile. And if it would have said only the pasuk by Yisrael, I would have said, Yochol, Lokta b'malaketu brahitni. I would have said, if it's only a din of Ashkasa, certainly if I use a carpenter's plane on your face, or a chisel on your face, that for sure that's going to chisel off your beard and cause Ashkasa, so you would be chayev because you're over on Baal Tashchit. Tamad Loma, therefore, it's compared to the Kohanim lo yigalecho. So it has to be similar to a tool that you would normally use for shaving. Okay, Tzad, there's two issues over here. Only a normal tool for shaving, which also has hashkata, that's the only thing that the Torah is asering. And what is that? Aviyom ezet ta'ar. That's a reference to a razor. But anything else, even if it's hashkata, it's not giluach. And even if it's giluach, it's not hashkata. So that I use the gzera shava for. So if you're ready to tell me that the pasuk that says b'nei Aaron and not b'not Aaron is not referring to the din of shaving, so the gzera shava doesn't change that one little bit. And it's still not referring to the din of shaving, says the Gemara, because in Cain, if the Gzeirah Shavah was only coming to teach me about electric shavers and razor blades, why did the Torah have to write et pa'at zikanecha? It could have said, nichtov kra zik shibzikanecha, and I would have learned, forget about the pa'at. They're over there. If it would have just said, lo takifu pa'at roshchem, lo tashchit et shibzikanecha. So then the word pa'at, which appeared at the beginning, pa'at roshchem, would have also referred to zikanecha, no? It would have said, pa'at roshchem, and that pa'at, which is bezikanecha, which would have been inferred. So I still could have learned the dinim of the razor blade. Why bother repeating pa'at zikanecha? Shema minat tart, it is a separate zera shavah, tell me something else. What is that something else? That indeed women are not included. So now you're telling me, even though it says in the Braita that a woman's beard has a din of a beard in terms of all halachas, doesn't really mean all halachas, because it's not referring to shaving. So what the heck is it referring to? Where is it important for us to say that the beard of a woman is called a beard? Omar Marzut, in terms of din of tumas negoyim, where over there the din of a nega in a place of a beard is completely different than in a place where there's no hair growth. Comes along the Torah to tell me that if a woman has hair in her beard, that that's not considered to be nega of the or, that's considered to be nega of the zakan. Tumas negoyim, says the Gemara. I don't need a bright to tell me that the zakan aisha has the same din as zakan aish. It says it first in the posuk. Be'ad yaktiva. It says ish o isha. Kiebo nega berosh o bizakan. Now, doesn't that clearly tell me that a woman who has a zakan, this would be the halacha of a nega in that zakan? So what are you telling me I need the limut for if I can read it in the posuk? I need to be taught that it has a din of a zakan if the Torah says so. Elo amar mazutra letarat negaim. It's coming to tell me that the zakana isha is true a zakan even when it comes to being metayer. So in other words, if she's coming to be metayeret from a nega that's in the zakan, she has exactly the dinim of a tara as an ish, namely that she has to shave off all of her hair, bringing the shnei tzipurim, and that's the same halacha. Says the Gemara, well, is that pshita? I mean, tarat negaim nami pshita. If she has the same dinim of a nega, so kivan debat tumahi. So, obviously, she has sin in the Torah, no? Pataurahi. Ela answers the Gemara, that indeed we are referring to Tumas Negoyim. However, it is not Mefurish in the Pasuk. It's true. Because Sarka Daita Chamina, I might have thought that the Pasuk doesn't mean to say that the Zakan HaNisha is the same as Zakan HaIsh. The Pasuk is written in two separate directions. Litzadim Ktiv. Ish O Isha Kiebo Nega, meaning Barosh, okay? We're over there, she has all of those dinim. Continues the Pasuk, O bezakan, in the case of an ish, other atan le'ish, kamashmalo, therefore the bright has to make it very clear that no, indeed the Pasuk is meant to be understood exactly as zakan or rosh, on both ish and on the isha. Now, the Mishnah said that nashim er chayavot in all mitzvot lo taseh, chutz mi'bal takif u'mi'bal tashchit u'mi'bal tatameh le'beitim. So that we dealt with. However, says the Gemara, you should know that Isi was most severe, one additional case, and he learns v'tani, av bal yikrechu, that the din over here is that the iser of someone who is upset and distraught about the death of a loved one, so over there he's tearing out his hair on a mate, Nashim are also pturot from there. My time at the Isi, why would Nashim be pturot from an Isser lab that is certainly seems to apply equally to men and women? Because the Dorish Hachi, he says, look at what the Pasuk says. Bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem, lo titkodadu, v'lo tasimu korecha b'nechem lamed ki am kadosh otan Hashem Elokecha. Why does the Torah have to introduce the Isser of lo tikrechu with the words Bonim atem la Hashem Elokecha? To tell me that banim, yes, but lo banot. So that's in the, when it comes to the iser of karachat, of tearing out your own mate, it's only set for men. Wait a second, Ovi, excuse me, but there are other things that are mentioned in this pasuk, including lo titgodedu, and you are only addressing the iser of tearing out hair. How about the iser of scratching your skin as a sign of tzar? So why is that not also excluded from nashim? So atomer lekorcho ena ela legedida. No. Says the Gemara, you can't say that because Kishu Omer Kam Kadosh Tala Shemel Kecha Haregedida Amur. Obviously, we're including Gedida. Nashim is certainly Bichlal Am Kadosh Amani Mekayim Banim Velo Banot Dafka LaKoracha. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? That's arbitrary. You're guessing. I mean, on the one hand, the Torah is being marbo with Am Kadosh. On the one hand, the Torah is being mamayit from Banim Velo Banot. So Mara Yitel Rabotet Gedida. From the word am, you're including women in gedida lahotziata korecha for the word banim velo banot. Why not say the opposite? Answers the Gemara, because once we have a riboy on the one hand of am and a miut on the other hand of banim velo banot, mar banieta gedida sheyeshta b'mekom haseyar v'shelo b'mekom haseyar. It makes sense to say that gedida is more universal because gedida is scratching and drawing blood. It doesn't matter whether it's on your face, on your hands, on your head. When you're talking about making a bald spot, it has to be dafka at a place where you do have hair. And therefore, it makes sense that in that case, since it's more limited, it's also more limited in its applicability to women. The ema, why not say that the miyat of banim velo banot patters both, korcha and gedida? Aye, what about the fact that it says v'chikatav ki am kadosh al Hashem elokecha to be marbe? That's being marbe something entirely different. That's being marbe that nashim are chayavot in srita, because it also says v'seret ladefesh lo titnu b'sarchem, which is similar to gedida. The only difference between srita and gedida is that one is biyad and one is bikli. In which case, Gedida should also be muteret for an Isha, whereas Sarita would be Asura. Answers the Gemara, well, this is Isi, remember? And Isi holds, Kasavar Isi, Sarita u Gedida, Achati, the Iser is to be Surat, whether it's Biyad or Bikli, and therefore it can't possibly be coming to tell me a difference between them, since they're the same Iser. Says Abaya, that's not Isi's reasoning. Abaya Yom Ha'ayinu time of the Isi. You know what Isi's for is that Nashim Reputation Bar Yekorchu. He learns that Exereshava of Korcho Korcho Bibnei Aaron, just like we said before. So Malal Nashim Pturot, just like we know that Nashim Pturot, we darshan Bnei Aaron, Velo Benot Aaron, Havkan Yisr Korcho that is said by Yisrael, Nashim Pturot. Ask the Gemara the same question that we asked before when we tried to use this logic for Baal Takif and Baal Tashchit. Says the Gemara, why not say if you hold Yisvil on the Chiktiv Krab B'kolin Yanav D'chtiv that the Torah means to say B'nei Aaron V'no B'naot Aaron on everything, so then Nishto Krami now, so then don't even bother mentioning the Gezerah Shava. And you learn it from a Kavachomer, as we said before, it takes me Kavachomer. And I will say to myself like this, V'ana Amina, Uma Kohanim Shri Baba Emakatov Mitzvot Yeterot. If Kohanim, where the Yisr Tumel made, and the Yisr of the Dinim in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all B'nai Aaron, and not B'naot Aaron. And nonetheless, the Egbenot are Pturas from the Yisr Korcha, Yisrael, who do not have all of these additional mitzvahs, Lo Koshekein, that women are not the ones that are mitzvahs in the Yisr Korcha. Says the Gemara, because Ilav Gzera Shava. If it hadn't been for the Gzera Shava, just as we said before, Hava Mina Yifsika Inyan. Adam said, B'nai Aaron is only going on the Pasuk right adjacent to it, namely, not to be Metame to anyone but the Krovim, and not referring to the Yisra Baal Yikarchu, which appears later. Aye, says the Gemara, as it asked before, if that's the case, so now that we do have the Gzera Shava, you're still left with the same question. So here too we could say that it's not referring. What good is the Gzera Shava? You could still say the Miut was only referring to Yisr Tumah. and we do not know from Korcha that Bnei Aaron v'no Benot Aaron. And so again, we have absolutely no source to tell me the Benot Yisrael are p'turot from Karachat. So you're running around in circles. Ah, you'll say to them, what's the point of the Gzera Shava? Mishum Gzera Shava, as we said before, mi boilei l'kid Tanya. Lo yikarachu, yochal afilu karach arba v'chamesh krichot lo yekayev ela achat. I might think if it only said lo yikarechu, that the din is your only chayev one set of malchus of shloshim v'teisha malchiyos, that's malchus arboim, and you're not chayev on each particular place, therefore it continues the pasuk lo yikarachu. This additional words come to tell me that you chayev malchus on every single karacha, that you chayev a kol achat v'achat. And continues the bright tradition, and it says Berosham, Ma Tamud Lomar, the fish and Amar, since it says with the Yisakarachat by Yisrael, Lo Tit go to Duvalok Tisimukorcha Bein Enechem. So it's Dafka between your eyes. Yochalo Ye Chayevela Bein Enechem. So maybe only Chayev for making that tear in the hair that is parallel to the area between the eyes, like the tefillin. Minayin L'Rabot Kala Rosh. How do we know anywhere on the head? Tamud Lomar, therefore, it says by the Kohen in Berosham, anywhere Berosham, L'chayev ala rosh k'beven einayim. So we do need the Gzera Shavah. So don't tell me the Gzera Shavah would have no purpose otherwise. I, continues the Braisa, Ein li ela, I would say that's only l'gabi kayanim, that the chiyev is kol makom sheberosh, because riba memakatov mitzvot yeterot. How do I know the same thing is true of Yisrael? Here we come to the Gzera Shavah, nemar kan korecha, nemar lalan korecha, ma kan, just like by koanim, your chayav al kol korecha v'korecha, and your chayav al arosh k'ben einayim, af lalan, so true by Yisrael, your chayav al kol korecha v'korecha, and your chayav al arosh k'ben einayim. Furthermore, we learn out, umala alan, al mate, just like it says beferish over the din by Yisrael, that the Yisr of Karacha is only a Karacha al Hamet, Afkan by Kayanim is Davka al Hamet. So therefore I need the Gzeirah Shavah to tell me all of these big Chidushim. So how do I know now that there's a Ptura Benot Aaron from Karachat? Maybe the Ptura Benot Aaron was only going back on the Yisr Tuma. You're back where you started from, says the Gemara, because in Cain, if indeed the Gzeirah Shavah was only coming to teach this, and not to teach that Noshim Rapturot, Nichtov Ko Korach, without the Koracha. My Koracha, Shema Minatar, we learn out both.